Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're going to start out today with a really good presentation here of a little bit of the things that have been going on. We've got quite a few callers, so we're not going to do a whole lot of talking. We're going to go right into the readings. Once again, I want to thank everyone for calling Psychics Gone Wild. You can get a hold of us at 773-897-6461. We've already got quite a few callers ahead, but always get in and listen, and you never know. We try to get the most. This is an hour and a half show this weekend, and I want to really thank everyone, starting with Andrew Aloha, who was on the Golden Age Psychic Show last night, and who basically gracefully let me come on. I had a lot of fun. One of the great things that we're really working on here is getting out, getting more people in. I thank Andrew for coming on our show yesterday, those of you who listened to him and Kelly. We surely thank you. We know that we got one of the best, you know, shows coming out, and one of his shows is one of the excellent shows, too, on the Blog Talk Radio. I want to kind of go through just a little few minutes here, and then we'll get right to those callers. Is those of you who have been keeping track, we know that on Mondays, we have Psychic Celeste coming in. We also have, on Tuesdays, we have Kelly and her Destiny card. We turn around Wednesdays, and we have Tristan, the other psychic from Florida. And then again, we turn around on Thursday. We have Kelly's special guest on Thursday with the Destiny cards. Friday is Psychic Jethro, any special guest that I have normally, depending on, you know, circumstances. The really excellent thing is on Saturdays now we have this, which we're looking at. For those of you who have been interested, we'll be back on Sundays with Sandra Green or other psychics. So I want to thank everybody and, you know, welcome any of you who'd like to try and come in. Always get a hold of me at psychicjethro@aol.com. We do welcome other psychics, and we really have a really good publicity with that. Well, those of you who listened in to me and Sue Berman's show, we did a lot of talking there. Sue was a hypnotherapist, still is a hypnotherapist from Mexico. She's going to be back. And, you know, one of the things is we're looking at adding and improving. So anybody who wants to compliment, please write to me. Come on in. We'd love to have not only guests, but we give the Psychics Gone Wild the variety, because that's what we put this show out to do. And I thank those of you who have been very loyal and supportive. The best way to follow is to go through. We have a lot of contests and a lot of winners today on the free readings that have been, well, actually the readings they've won. And they're a free reading when you've won it. And what we're really doing is we're working on going through that. So with those of you who've been patient, I'm going to turn around and quit playing my silly music and teasing you. And we're going to go into the first caller, 201. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, Jethro. It's Rose.
Hi, Rose. Thank you for calling in. I thank you for being patient and starting out here with our show. Rosa, what I do, and you've probably heard, is because of timing and stuff, I'll give you a little mini here. We've got quite a few people, but I'm really glad you called in, Rose, and I do need a favor. One thing is I always have people, you know, like they say their name. I feel from you, Rose, some emotion here, but I'm going to talk to you just a little bit just to make sure of what I'm getting, because I feel like you've got quite a bit going on there.
Okay.
Okay. And it's good stuff. When I say going on, sometimes people go, ah, their first thing. What I'm getting from you, Rose, is I'm getting a lot of decision-making. I'm getting something happening here. And I feel like what I'm feeling from you, Rose, sensing with you, is that I'm also picking up that you are going to be taking out a lot of different things. It's like they said that you're going to be going in the different directions. And I say taking out, they're telling me in your life you're making some big changes is the word I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very intense there. I'm picking that up with it. And Rose, I feel like that what we need to look at here is some people. I'm feeling that you've got energies there and some decisions you want to look at, Rose, for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And I apologize because I'm doing the free mini. I'm going to have you make me go in one direction. I get in trouble. I like to tell everybody, you know, that I want to give you the most, and I do. But I just sometimes, unfortunately, when we're doing this, I want to make sure. And what area do you want to focus on, Rose?
For work and career.
Okay. All right. See, and I would have picked relationship. I'm a Scorpio. You got to watch me. What I'm feeling here, Rose, and one of the really good things is we've been going through a lot of questions with people and a lot happening. And I feel like, Rose, when they were saying the decisions with you earlier and what I was picking up with the people is that you're not only a really good person, Rose, but you've been in a bind for a while.
You're right.
That's what I'm feeling. Now, Rose, I've got a favor with you. I'm going to give you the free reading. I'm going to help you with some of these things. But I need you to promise me you'll do me a favor.
Okay.
Okay? I need you to look up, and it's an emergency phone number is what we call it. And I'm going to have you do it, and then I'm going to have you say it to yourself or someone else. Would you do that for me if I give you this, Rose?
Yeah.
Great. The reason is this emergency phone number is a really good, we can call it a mantra, we call it a prayer. I'm not pushing anything on you or anything. The reason I'm doing this is we're having different ones do it, and we're trying out some things here on Psychics Gone Wild because we all enjoy having a good time. What you're looking for is you're looking for financial. We're looking for career here. So we're looking down, and I have some excellent numbers, and this is the reason why I ask people to do it, is I have them go into it and do it. If yours would be Isaiah 55. It is out of the New Testament, but I have you just say it to yourself, and then the reason that I'm having you do this is we're working with people on the positive thing. We've got hard times out there. Rose, you've been putting in for jobs, and what I'm feeling is you've got something kind of, I'm not saying it's scary, and I'm not saying it's there, but I feel like something's blocking you. It's just the economy's hard, right?
Yep.
Okay, yes, Rose, and I also feel that those of us who are real light workers need to have anything on our side that's to our favor, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
That's what I'm doing. And so I don't want to ever offend anyone. If someone can tell me, I'm never thumping you or pushing, because I also am going to do some mantras with everybody, and I'm also going to do it. Yours just seemed to pull up that one, and that's what I got, and I went, psychically, that's what I need to tell Rose. If the guides tell me, tell someone something, anybody who's read and knows me these 30-some years and my almost 40 years of reading and my book and things, I'm going to tell you. So, Rose, they're telling me Isaiah 55. Does that make sense? You know, looking it up in the Bible, Isaiah 55.
Okay, I can look it up.
Okay, and just say it. You know, sometimes I've had people tell me, you know, you told me this, I looked it up, and it was like a psalm, and I looked it up, and it says this. The reason is this is a positive affirmation, and what it is you're going to do this. Because, Rose, I see something trying to delay you, and I see that you're very good in career, but you're going to have to work with me on it because you're a little tricky. You're good now. Okay, what I've got here, and it's tricky to me, is that as a psychic, I apologize sometimes, I get in so much trouble for talking fast. The minute the guides give me stuff, they go, whoom. What I feel with it, Rose, is I feel that you're very good in people skills.
Yes.
You like people.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm on it with it. I also feel that you're also, this is you're going through a say, this is going to be a different type of career. And this is where I get in so much trouble because people are like, you told me, and then it happened, and it didn't happen on the date, or I get in trouble. But I always have I'm very accurate. And one thing you'll find out with the accuracy is because I do these little sprinkles of stuff in. You know, they're also telling me that you, you know, on the other side of the Native American side, that they're telling me you have a totem, that you're a working animal. You like to work. You've been not feeling good ever since you haven't been worked. You're kind of depressed and a little ornery, Rose. You're not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
True. I love to work, but with the economy, you know, I wasn't working for a while, and I have a temp position that's ending very soon, and that's why I was calling you to see if you see me continuing working or what's going on? Will I get a job right away?
And I do see this, but we're gonna use this, and you've got to do me a promise. Now, I'm gonna give you my phone number, which everyone has. You can just leave a message on there if I'm busy, or talk to me. I have a feeling you'll catch me. I have a very wild schedule. But Rose, I want you to do this for a week for me, and then call, because what I'm getting is I get that this temp that you're doing, I get you're a really good employee. I get that there's been energies, and we're seeing this with different workers. And today I did a very strong prayer before you, almost a good hour and a half before you even called in. And the guides were telling me, this is what the angels were telling me. We've got people out there who need these things. They need to be doing it. They're telling me that you're going to get this work, but you're going to have to do this. And doing the one I told you, that emergency phone number that you're going to call out, the angels are going to be able to put that in, and they're going to be able to put that phone number in. And I need you to call me back and make sure, because I'm going to be putting my prayers out behind you, Rose, because what I'm beginning is that they're telling me a little couple delays. They keep telling me we could go almost a month and a half delay. We put this out behind you, and they're going to shorten that. You know, those of us who use the angel work a lot, we shorten it when we put them in, because they can move things that we can't. I also, as I'm reading you, Rose, I'm picking up something else a little bit too here. I pick up that you're, like you said, you're good with people, you're good with work, but I pick up there's something a little different here that's happened, and I think that I'm not trying to tell you how to do your budget, because I know you're really working hard. You're working with what you've got, and I'm very proud of you. But I'm going to give you a couple ideas, and can we work with that a little bit?
Regarding my budget?
Yeah, some ideas.
I'm excellent with money.
Yeah.
I am. I have no financial problems.
Very good. And so, you know, with calling in and doing these and doing this amounts, it sounds like really good with it. So what we've got that, and I love Rose for calling in. We thank her. We're going to look at this a little later. Those of you who've done the rest, we've got five. I welcome to listen in. One thing that's really good is we do these little minis and free for everybody. We really like to enjoy the fact. I'm going to the next one. How are you doing here, Brandy?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you for being patient. We've got so many, and we're trying to get everybody through on these little free mini readings.
Yeah, and I was just curious what you saw coming up in the romance area for me.
Oh, okay. We really shifted. And I warned you guys, today's our emergency phone number, so you're going to have to deal with me. And what we do, and we do a lot of variety on Psychics Gone Wild, is we play along with this because you guys are getting the free, and it also gives us a publicity, is Brandy. I want you to tell me your name slow, and then I'm going to have you give me your birth date.
Okay. My name is Brandy, and my birthday is January 27th, 1977.
Okay. And I get with you... Okay, I'm getting a really strong string here with you that you seem to have this time with relationships, that people come in the relationship, but they don't seem to know you. And from the past, I'm getting that you've got admirers, it's just they don't really get to know you. And you've got a little bit of a temper, Brandy.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, okay. Now, I got to pick up, and that's where I want to get that, make sure we're accurate with you and getting on it. And what I really get here, I get there being some other things with relationship now. And I, you know, please don't get mad or hang up or get upset. I've got a couple people that didn't understand that today with calling in. The first five readers, I'm giving out a free emergency phone number, and I'm working with them on their totem. I get that you have a feline totem. Now, do you know what a totem is?
Yes.
Okay, you have a cat totem. You have a very strong one. It's a very positive thing, but this is why it's a little different, like I was saying, everybody with it. And what they're telling me, you're a female, I get lion. I'm getting very strong. I get to look out with you because what happens is it's like a rising or it's in your chart with Leo, but you've also, everyone's animals is different than their astrology. And what they're showing me with this female lion is that you're the worker. You're the one that goes out and brings it home. You know, you look at the male and all the beautiful, the king of the jungle, he's sitting over there relaxed. The woman, the lioness is the one, and the female of that herd is that she's the one that brings in the mood, food. She brings it in. She does the energy. You are a motivated person. I feel from you what I'm getting here with you, Brandy, is you're very strong, very capable of handling a lot. And when we talk relationship, you've got to have that strong person.
Yes.
Okay, now that, see, and thank you, because I know I'm giving you a little class, a psyche class, and I know some people this does, but it helps me, and it is a good way for all of my students and the friends that listen in. One thing I love about this with doing the free mini readings, it gives you guys a chance to know we're really accurate. I've done this for years. What I love with you, Brandy, what I'm also getting with you, is that this is going back to relationship. Now, if you recall, the male does get that, but you treat that male, you need that strong male. No weak man for Brandy. I teased you about your temper, and I it's true, you have a temper. What I picked up about you is you also have a really excellent quality. You have
what?
High qualities. You have high ideals, characteristics you want in a man. You don't want one that's going to be casual. If he's just laying around all day, he's not going to fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got to be physical. He's got to be able to help you with the taking care of your life, and he's also going to be wanting to be presentable. When you take him out in public, he's going to have to look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see you as somebody a little sloppy. I see you correcting that, you know. It's a good thing. And so what I'm doing now, and thank you for being patient. Some people go, oh my gosh, well, to be a psychic, I have to read you to know what fits. If I just tell you pieces, you're like, okay, that's good. But with the accuracy, I want to know you so I'm accurate, because what the angels are showing me is they're saying within a couple months, you've got other people there in energy, but you have people now that really like you. I feel there's some kind of competition going on for your attention right now.
Not right now, but that'd be fun.
Now, you know, you may not notice it, because I do feel with the male, I feel there's a relationship, and, you know, you probably don't see that other, because one thing about with you, shy men aren't going to stay around you because of that personality. It's a good quality, but what I'm feeling here, and that's where we'll have to keep track. Now, I do the same thing I did with the other callers. Please, you know, call us back at that 773-897-6461 and keep us informed. But I have a number for you. Now, one thing that we were doing, would you be willing to do an emergency phone number and call, you know, using this number to do a prayer for the angels?
Sure.
Okay. Now we're looking at, she asked about relationship. Before I tell her what else is coming up, because they said the next couple months on it, we're going to have you do the one of, now you're going to laugh at me because I sometimes my writing and stuff, they tease me, people with my things they'll do. But it's like, as we're going through this and we're doing, you know, things are happening and the energies are telling me to have you do this. And it's like, the one I have for you is Colossians, I can't even say it today. You can tell. Colossians 3:12-17. So that's a really intense one. This is a really strong one. So we definitely need to have you come back and talk to us, Brandy. Because this one, where you'll say this, you know, and when I say this, you sit down and you say it like a prayer, because that's what we're doing. You put this out with the angels, and you do it once a day. And then you get a hold of me in 7 days. You call. You got 928-284-0437 is my other phone number. And, you know, Brandy, please, you know, call me back. Say, this is what I have. Because I feel that there's a relationship out there. That's why you just said, I don't feel these two doing it. But I feel like they're having it. So what I'm getting here and what I'm getting when I feel with you, Brandy, is that there's two males, and you'll notice it. What I'm going to do is we're going to bring this forth. You're going to see something else. You have some, what I would call a little competition when it comes to sometimes the other females. I apologize to you users in the room. There's like 10 or 11 of you in the chat room. I don't have anybody else on with me that's able to type today, so you're kind of back there. We will get with you, and please call at 773-897-6461. Have some fun in that chat room. Brandy, sorry, but what we've got really happening here, and I, you know, hang on with me, is the angels are telling me this, and they're giving me some little energies here, and I, you know, giving you a free mini, and I'm going to do this with you on the work. I really would suggest to get with a psychic and have them sit down and do that full half an hour. But also for you, as we're doing this, I keep feeling that Colossians, I'm probably saying it wrong. I'll get somebody later to tell me that knows with it. They said that by saying this one, and you're going to have it, is you're going to notice something really change in your life here, that you've got some kind of energy here. I just keep picking up like you've got some other people that are, they're like throwing words at you. Do you know what I mean? It's like they're jealous because you kind of, I teased you about your temper, but I got something else about you. I get that you kind of like that little bit of thing, I am all that, which is cool. It's not bad. I'm not saying bad about you, but I feel that you've got a very good attractive way about you that offends other people or something. There's somebody offended there, and I'm not sure. I'm going to talk to you a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's weird you say that because I've been wondering why I feel like some of my friends aren't really my friends anymore.
And it's a good quality because, you know, what I feel is I hope I didn't offend you, Brandy, because I'm a blunt person.
No, not at all. I was actually wondering that, so you're kind of reading my mind.
Thank you. I love doing all the different varieties of my gift. And what I love with you is I feel that what's happened here is you advanced. You worked on your things, you know. Brandy, one thing about you, and that's what I was really impressed when I saw and sensed with the energy with you, is you're a very positive, attractive person, and you don't have a problem with speaking your mind, which is a quality. And what I feel with some of the other friends you had is I feel like they got a little bit of like, they got a little jealous because you. I feel like the last couple of months you've been taking the hold of the wheel. You want a real relationship, like we were talking earlier.
Yes, I do. There's a guy I have a crush on, but I don't know if that's one of the guys you're talking about.
See, I'm looking here, we're going to look a little bit of the energy. Those of you who've got, we've still got time, we're doing good. It's an hour and a half show today. We've been cutting back, and I'll explain that later, about not doing 2 hours with me. We've had a lot of people writing in that's too much. You know, and it's better just to do the time. What I really love with this, and I got with you, Brandy, is I'm going to have you give me his first name.
His first name is Michael.
Hmm. Okay, and I see that. I see with the thing here, I see with the part of the energy that you and him are working more. This is the competition I was talking about. Now you got me intrigued. We're gonna wake up on talk radio. Woo-woo. Here we go. Because this is the energy I'm getting. Now, you have a crush on this person, and you've tried to kind of get around. See, and this is why the guides had this. I thank you for staying on the line. Do you know that when I start talking about using emergency phone numbers, 3 people jumped off this line so fast because they were afraid I was going to make them go to church? I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is we're having you do a prayer, guys. You're going to have to do a mantra. 2 more of you that are waiting, that, you know, your number's coming up. So, you know, they're still hanging in and they got it. But we started out the first with this. And I thank you, Brandy, because now you're going to be our experience and show, you know, with this wanting this person in relationship, you're really putting out a lot of positive. And that's why the angels said this today, to have those first 5 that called in, go ahead and do this emergency phone number. You do that, Colossians, and as you go through that with it, you're also going to feel yourself really strengthen up on what we're aiming at here, and this is what Psychic Wells have been doing. Are you a healthy person?
Yes, I've been getting healthier.
That's what I feel. You don't, and check in on those days with Kelly on that gourmet coffee. It's really healthy. I quit smoking for a year, and I can testify to it. It detoxed me.
Did I go too? So I understand.
We're rocking. And see, that's mm-hmm. the thing. When you start taking care of the lungs and start taking care of the other parts of it, you know, it's really good. You know, we got it with this. And hugs to you, heart, too. I love that. That's cute. And what we got with them also happening on here is that we're working on the health. And, Brandy, I think this is also what kind of happened with the other friends, is all of a sudden you started becoming woo, and you started doing this intense, and they got a little okay, you know. And there's where I get another really good thing for you that's also happening here, is that I get this with Michael, and I get there's some kind of a, there's something going on that he's got to do this thing, and that's what I got with Between Two Men. It's like, it's not in your head because you have the crush on him, but I get he's dealing with somebody else that's kind of cramping his style. You two are growing at the same time. Here you are putting this energy in these positive vibrations. So are the other guys. So what they're saying to me, and that's what they're telling me, Brandy, is you do those prayers, and we're going to work on getting him in there. Because I could also see something else. Whoever he's competing with the other male is somebody who's has attentions or is putting out energy. So what's happening, and this is the coolest thing with those of us who see energies or auras, is you go out to a person's place. Here Brandy is sitting there wanting a relationship. She's getting her act together, doing her cool stuff, being Brandy. You know, we like Brandy. Brandy's rocking. And all of a sudden, you got this energy going, and here's Michael's energy going, and she's thinking of him. Well, here's this other ex person going, and they're trying to get in the relationship. And this happens in patterns every time. You know, the old universal energies, positives, negatives, lights, darks, whites, energies, levity. You know, you can use 70,000 different words of the world in the balancing. What's happening is somebody else is doing energy towards you. This may be not the best karma, but they're able to strongly do this. And there's where you see this happen, because they're like, sometimes people will go to the point where you'll catch them gossiping. I don't feel they're gossiping with Brandy, or I tell Brandy, but what I feel is there's some other energy going, and this person's kind of competing, going through the energies, trying to get the attention.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know? And I apologize to you guys on Skype. I never type on there when I'm doing the two shows. I can do three things at once, but not four. Brandy's on my mind. So I got to apologize to the guys. Whoever, somebody's like really getting on there, you know, it's like they're really doing that. And at this time of the day, we're on the radio, so I apologize. But I don't want to offend anybody. I just let you know how I roll. But what's really kind of good about it is, Brandy, please do with that. You know, I'm going to run in. We're running out of time, and I thank you for calling. You know, please get a hold of us. You've got the where to get a contact. And let me know at 928-28.
So you do think I'll talk to him again?
Yeah, and give me, do that for about 7 days with that magical number, and then call me back and let me know. And I'm going to do some prayers for you, too, because I feel it's going to change. And keep listening to Psyche's Gone Wild. Thank you, and we're going to go right into the next caller. We've got the next one on the top five is 208. Thank you. You got to be put in. Somebody ran off on me. How are you, 208?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. We've got a little bit of a contest today, and I got to let you know the first five people got to do me a favor. You got to be able to dial me an emergency phone number and talk to the angels. Would you do that?
I can do that.
Okay, then you're going to get to be talked to Psychic Jethro. See, that's all it is. You guys ran from me. Why'd you get so scared? You know. So if you'll just give me your first name.
Jasmine.
Great. Jasmine, I'm going to start here with the energy, and I'm going to give you that little mini reading and the free one. But what I've got here with you, Jasmine, is I'm feeling like there's some stuff going on with you. You've got a lot of things out there, and you need a little help here on, you're looking for the big word, not just happiness, but I feel you're looking for a lot of serenity or something. There's something going on with you. Opportunity. There's
I actually had a really, really funky dream last night, and I usually have strange dreams, but this is a little out there even for me, so I was kind of hoping you'd be willing to take a listen and give me some input.
I will do that if you'll do that one for me. And this is to help you with finances, by the way, everybody. This is the third number you asked for the emergency angel number, and it's Psalms 37. That's the one to do if you have an empty pocketbook or looking for finances. Okay, Jasmine, go ahead with your dream analogy, or give me your dream, and I'll read it here real quick, and we'll go on.
All righty. I got it in bits and parts. First part I remember, I'm like in a penthouse, skyrise penthouse, with who is my current husband, but at the time we're not really much of a couple. And I meet a couple of brothers. One's kind of the taller, got like light brown hair. His name is John. He's a little bit slower, but he's not dumb. The shorter one, you know, very stereotypical, you know, he's short, he's got dark hair, and he's, you know, kind of scrawny. Well, I get pretty friendly with the one guy, with John, and then I end up deciding it's not going to work. I'd rather have him with a friend. So then he seems to be okay with that, and the brothers just kind of ticked, I don't know why, and they end up leaving. Well, the next part I remember is I get called to go to, it looks like a daycare center, because it's there's children in it. There's like a couple adults, female adults, and these people call me. It's like the military calls me to come talk to the brothers because for some reason the short dark haired one is holding them hostage.
Mm.
So I go in there to try to talk them out of this because I figure if I can talk John into, you know, leaving, his brother will, you know, go with him, kind of a thing. Well, John's a little bit more, I can't think of the word. He's a little bit more malleable than that, I guess. He doesn't want to interfere. Whatever his brother's doing there is apparently very important to him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's letting his brother run the reins on this one.
Yes.
So then I try to talk to the brother about it, and he gets hostile and sticks, you know, a gun in my face, and then he attempts to have his way with me. And his brother, John, it's a good brother versus bad brother is the way I think of it. It's John, the good brother, comes in and ends up helping me kind of save myself. So I ended up fighting back and getting the gun away from this guy, but we were in a position where I couldn't do anything more besides restrain him, and then that was it. This is probably a really important part. In the first part of my dream of the penthouse, I'm normal me is the way I think of it. And then at the daycare, I'm pregnant. I'm currently 7 months pregnant, so it's how I am now.
Mm-hmm.
So I you know, get the brother to help me, the good brother to help me, and the bad brother ends up getting shot and killed by, you know, the forces outside. So the good brother decides it's his fault for some reason, and he takes, this is where it gets really, really weird, he takes the body of his brother to a guy on a boat that he knows to get it fed to a shark. The shark ends up doing this classic, like, Hollywood leap out of the water thing, bites the boat guy in the throat, and he dies. And somehow John gets mangled in the process. And then he ends up being accused of being a serial killer for some reason or another. So he's on the run. He finds, like, these three, like, tubs or, like, you know, the chemical vat barrel type deals of body parts on top of a warehouse. He calls in the people in the warehouse to tell them about it. They end up being some kind of weird conspiracy group who beat the living halo out of him to teach him that he's not supposed to trust anybody. And then they send somebody in who looks like me, only she's not me, but he trusts her, and then he gets really, really hurt because he trusted her, and their whole thing is like, don't trust anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So then he ends up taking off again, and I've been chasing him this whole time, trying to catch up with him and figure out what's going on, because he's a friend to me, you know, because he's a really sweet guy, he's just a little misguided kind of thing. So I catch up with him at this train station, a train yard, and he's on a train that's going, you know, outbound, and it's going pretty good, and, you know, since it's a dream and I'm off, I ran and catch up to it, and then I end up having to sit down and talk to him, and he's telling me that he doesn't trust me anymore because it's, like, my fault that his brother got killed, and I said, well, it's not really my fault, it's not really anybody's fault, it kind of came about upon himself, and then we're having the trust conversation, and then I woke up, but it was really, that's the condensed version. There was a lot that kind of happened in there, but it was really strange. even for me.
No, you're fine. And this is one of the excellent things that we've got here, Jasmine. As everybody was listening to this, hear how she's talking and doing this with her dream. This is from years of learning to do. She's picked up. She's learned to watch her dream. She's perceptive. And there's the gift of a parent who's worked with Jasmine and helped her do this. I also think the really good thing is she was saying to you guys, she remembers these pieces of it. She put it together in what she had. Now, for the dream analogy, I'm going to go ahead and start with it. First of all, and most secondly, when you see an instrument, different points to different ones. And I know everybody's going to tell me different books. Let me give you Jethro's analogy, and then I'll give you the point of it. What I've got here is that I did see the gun. I see the energies. That very much is male. As she said, they were having their way with her. They were doing energies. I feel that the two brothers and other strengths are coming to that, and I feel that Jasmine's guides were showing her that there's other control issues there. They're also going through this looking for attention. I also feel there's been some astral and some other work. Due to her pregnancy, I feel the other energies are putting that together. I think that this child's going to be one who very much resonates with the husband's family. I feel that this child that she's carrying is also working with her. And the reasoning I say this is from my own analogies and dreaming of work that I've done. What I also felt here, as he's talked about, they also did a look-alike, someone who was like her but not her. That in dream analogy for me would suggest be careful, because they really don't percept who you are. You're a very good person, and sometimes people who are very open or direct can be misconstrued. So what I would feel is that Jasmine has worked with these people and these in-laws, and they really know her, but they haven't got to see all the good and the bad of her. And this is a quality you see, when, especially with pregnancy and other things that come out. The baby and the child is working with the spirit and the energy, and their guides are already showing her this is how it's going to be. The really good thing is this energy would have been, and what my correct interpretation of mine would say, and my guide is that this could have possibly have been that this other making love, or this different intents you have in the way, is that the guides could have put this in to have this as another dad, because the guides were still working with this. They're letting her know that in energy, she's going to be able to resonate physically now in the world of what the spirit guides were telling her, that these two will both help her, and through the years with this child, there'll be some other even strengths for her. And we've got here any other. I apologize to some of you. Please call back 773-897-6461. We had a little bit of technical difficulties. I have someone that's Skyping me a lot, not understanding that we're on the phone, but that happened. So apologize, Jasmine. One thing we've really got excellently is those of you who really want to get that gourmet coffee, go in that WW site, run in that little chat room, and talk to our Wild Kelly. She's in there and her fingers are typing really madly. She'll show you how to get to Organo Gold Coffee, which is healthy for you. She'll also show you how to get those readings from all of us on the site. She's got a KC Kelly card. They're birth cards. They're really excellent. You can get them very affordable and find out a lot of information about yourself, your birthday, and what your destiny's doing. You know, one of the good things that you want to do is you want to get information. When I first started this, I grabbed onto a book, and it's like, okay, this is my astrology. Quickly, I learned that this was my path number. This was my aura energy. And as being gifted, this is what I meant to do. Then by knowing who I was able to go out. And the reason I bring this up, and thank you for going through a little bit with me, Jasmine, as I run all my stories out, is, Jasmine, you're coming into a time here, and I see the real strength for you is that I see your energies in this child really going into now. There's a purpose and there's an energy. You had the purpose to always be here, a very gifted person. Now these two children, because you have one and there's a second one on the way, are going to be strengthening you, and there's going to be with this other work. And that's why the guides gave you that emergency phone number we did earlier for when you're out of pocket or wanting extra finances or things to come in, because what they're showing is karmic coins are why this dream. So as a dream, I would say that. I also would say that you really are going to start really noticing there's going to be a lot of attention. My guides would tell me from this, your subconscious and conscious is picking up. Things have got to come to a good settlement at home. I also would do a prayer for you, and if you get a chance on one of our days, the number we've got, other ones to come in. There's some other prayer numbers to make sure with the relationship, because I feel that this is going to go through a swing of your relationships, what I get from that dream, and, you know, I've got that. I thank you. We've got to go right in it, looking at the top of it here. We've got a little bit of time here. I've got to go through and start out a little bit, so hang with me. 215, you're next. Everyone else is going 719. You'll get to talk 562, 203, 111. We're going to get to have some fun. Obviously, we've either got another one of the hosts on, or we've got someone, because we've got that, or a Skype person. Please stay on the line, because I'll get right with you. And one of the really good things we've got today on Psyche's Gone Wild is we're not only doing the emergency phone numbers, but we're giving out all those contests. those of you who listened in Monday, we still haven't had a winner. We're going to give this until this Monday, and then we're going to rerun that contest again. If you can get a half an hour with Psychic Jethro on the phone and a full one-page reading with Psychic Celeste, we're going to give that away again. If they don't pick it up, you guys won the prize, and then you got to pick it up, which means you have to call 928-284-0437 or 928-284-4422 and say, it's me, and give us that name you had in the chat room, and we're holding that name, and we're going to give you that reading. So if you don't do it there, you're going to lose your reading because we're going to give that contest away again. That's $120 worth of service you can get just by listening in to Psychics Gone Wild. We have also been really having some lot of qualities with it. We have got latest information. Sondra Green will be back. She's looking at coming back. We're going to get some more variety. We've got some new things. We all listened last night. Those of you who listened to Andrew Haloa's show, the Psychics Golden Show, was very excellent. I apologize to each and every one that listened in. I had technical difficulties, was not able to get my computer to work. I've been putting a lot of hours in. Those of you who last night had other scheduling, we had a very intense storm on Marco Island where I was. Sometimes the hand of God, those who do, you know with me, I very seldom ever reschedule. I had to reschedule. We will be rescheduling, and I will be contacting you. Right now, with the works of everything, Psychic Jethro is very much into helping with it. I have some clients who, I apologize, are almost a couple times of things have happened where we're getting you together, and I say a couple times we're trying to get scheduled. If you've been over a week with me, there's only a few of you, I will get with you. I apologize when I call. I only have certain times of the day. I'm putting a lot of time into like a lot of areas. Please bear with me and know that I've always tried to be right immediately with you. Unfortunately, due to time, other lines, and life struggles, I will be scheduling as other psychics have always done. I will have to start scheduling with you and scheduling you farther out. I know of a lot of psychics in Sedona and through the years in Colorado who it's a waiting list of over an hour, and I apologize to you. You know, one of the really good things is that yosammy@gmail.com is how to get a hold of Sondra. Those of you, get a hold of her. Celestial77readings@yahoo.com is how to get a hold of our Celeste. Also at kcbirthcards@gmail.com is how to get a hold of Kelly. And you can always, one thing really get if you do this is come in. You know, we've had a really good thing. You know, it's like things are going to start to go, and you know, it's like the really good thing you're going to really notice and start to have happening here is those of you who've been putting out your promotions and looking at the stuff, you're going to also see some really good things coming to be. You know, please hang with me. I'll be right back with you people on the phone here. We're doing it. We've got quite a few, but we've still got a good chunk of time here. We're doing a 90-minute show today, and we haven't even hit the hour yet. We're just giving away a lot of our prizes. We're also going to do another thing for you. Those of you who've bought Living in the Psychic Realm by Kay and Jethro E. Smith, please send me a receipt or a thing, and I trust you on the honor system. Just put down, I bought at Barnes & Noble. Rough date, I bought in January of 2012. I bought, you know, or if you have the receipt, I'll give you an extra deal. But put those in for the new surprise contest that's coming in May. You're going to like it if you like Psychics Gone Wild. So what I want you to do is I want you to put that in. We're going to be doing some very intense giving out free prizes now. So get ready. They're not going to be as much as they are in May, but they're going to be better. You know, this is the last month I give the 50% readings. Please get in. I've got some people scheduled. I've got some of you doing. I will honor that if you can schedule in by April. But as of the night of April over that, there will not be any more 50% readings. This is a special contest for people who want to do this and can't afford now. I apologize to you and each and every one who, due to financial costs and other things, I cannot run specials like that all the time. I would love to help everyone, but I can't. One of the really good things that we've got happening in the excellence, we're going to have a different type of special, and one of the really important things is we're going to be helping you, and you're going to be helping yourself get to those classes. We've got psychic classes in Sedona. We've got psychic classes in New Orleans. We've got psychic classes on the computer. Get a hold of one of us, get with us, and we'll get you in. One thing that we really are looking forward to doing is setting up some scheduling and some times with those of you who are looking at email readings. They're one of the best things. Celeste is very, very gifted at it. And, you know, through the years that we've all done them, I do them. We love the fact of going in. You know, you want your numerology, grab on to Sandra or Kelly. You want to get in here and do it. Look, at we've had Leo Brown, one of the most excellent psychics that we had in here listening. Last night we had Andrew Loa. Yesterday he was on with Kellingham. Wild show. We had a lot of compliments. Those of you who are joining the show, please add and become part of the show. And that's one of the emails we had was, you know, that you run so long and do. Well, I am cutting back a little bit. You won't see me doing the long two-hour shows. That was the third time I've had someone in the last 2 weeks say I'm going a little long. I do apologize to those of you. We always try to be here, but it's one of us or the other. The excellent thing I don't is when Kelly's here, she's just as phenomenal, just as strong, and what we do is we have just as much fun, and that's what we're here for. You've been really, really patient. 215, and thank you. Sorry you had to wait for me. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm really good.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. This is Psychic Jethro. 215 just called in, and you're the fourth caller in our top five that's going to get an angel number to call and then talk back with us. We're asking all of you guys who do the first five callers today, and I know we're running through. I give each and every one your quality time. I apologize sometimes that, you know, I go a little over. I usually try to give each one at least some time. And 215, how are you, and what's your first name?
My first name is Jennifer, and I'm okay.
Cool. Jennifer, I'm picking up a really good energy with you. I feel that you're just kind of a little bit of a firecracker. I feel like you're pretty ornery.
Yeah. That's mildly putting it.
Okay. Well, good. Because that's what I'm feeling with the energy. And Jennifer, I'm going to have you just chat a little bit, and then I'll give you your mini reading, but I'm not sure what to look at here. They're telling me you've kind of, you know, you're a unique, good person, but I'm not picking up. Everyone likes money. Everyone does relationship, but you're making me work. I guess you're my fourth caller today, and we've got about six ahead behind you. You guys, I will get with you. But, Jennifer, give me a little bit of conversation here. Give me your date of birth, something. I feel like you're a little different. People don't know what to make of you. You know, it's a good thing.
11/17/71.
Okay, there we go. Now we get to do, you know, here we've got 11/12 birthday here and 11/17. We've got two Scorpios, and we are tricky. You know, we are the ones. No wonder I thought the honor like a firecracker. That's funny. But, Jennifer, what I've got here is that the guys are just saying that. What they're telling me with you is that you've got a lot of things going to change here. I get in the next year for you. The Jennifer we're seeing today is going to be a Jennifer that's going to be going. You're always adding to yourself. They tell me that you, that's why I teach about firecracker, but I see this over here, I see it over there. The word explosive is part of what I see happening for you the next year. As I look at the energies, I'm going to narrow it down a little bit with you, but they tell me, you know, that you are, you're having some things here and you've got some stuff going on for you and it's working out in your life is that you really are working towards some other stuff to go. I did the financial one earlier, and the guys keep telling me that that wouldn't hurt you doing that. The ones I did earlier for Jasmine, the Psalms 37, you know, financially. But there's something else going on here, Jennifer, and I'm going to have you talk to me just a little bit and have me look more into your – I got to have your permission. Your guys are real strong.
I guess in a way, sometimes I feel lost in my, I'm trying to build a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make any sense?
Yes, very much. And I feel that you're,
you know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know. I'm very emotional today.
No, and I understand that. And that's why I'm getting that. And us Scorpios are very, very sensitive. And they're also telling me with you, the other emergency number to call with the angels is Psalm 27 with you. It helps the energy of it. It's something I use with the angels. They're also telling me you have a totem here that is very hyper, very wound. And you've got a very good bird here. It's like a very fast hummingbird. You've got that kind of energy, Jennifer. The really good thing about it is you're a very good, caring, passionate person, but emotionally, like you said, building a pyramid, working on some energies, I feel your strength and the grounding for you. It's hard with us waters. We run deep. That's why we're waters, people. If you think about it, you know, Pisces are strong and they're intense, but Scorpios are we are pretty intense. That's why we're in that eighth house of metaphysical, spiritual, occult, sexual, power running, eighth house. What you've got here also happening for you, and what I feel, Jennifer, is that do these two things for me. I see you really doing some other meditation and getting in there, because they're getting you ready. You know, us Scorpios, we tear down and rebuild. One of our symbols is the phoenix, and that's why I was cool, without even getting your birthday, they're already telling me from this time on, and I see this starting for you close to May 4th, you're going to go through a cycle, and then you're going to start doing it. It's going to be more stronger. I see you just feeling better, doing better. Financially, things starting to come. You also, your angels are saying that you really are working on that grounding, focusing, building things, and putting that energy. You've got a lot of emotional strength. You're very sensitive. I could see you doing the psychic work real easy with about probably, you know, within, we have an 8-week course. I could see you in 3 or 4 weeks doing this. You're very intuitive. Your energy is all emotionally in your tummy, and it's right here going boom, boom, and around. There's times that your energy goes. This is a quality, and one of the better parts of what life is telling me with you is that you also got something else that's strengthening you up. And that it seems to be one of the energies of the guides and what they're telling me. And what they're saying with you is that as you're going through the times and the other energy, they're also, Jennifer, there's someone here in relationship. I need to talk to you about relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's part of what's got you. You know, your heart's attached to someone here that's a little difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I get a first name, or is that too personal?
Jay.
Okay. And this is the hard one here. I've walked a mile in your shoes, quite a few. Is you're with this person, and you guys have a lot of potential to be together, but this person doesn't always understand with you how deep you run. You are in very much emotionally attached to this person. And this is like a yo-yo thing going on here.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and I will warn you, people, do not play with a Scorpio. Do not try to treat us like a yo-yo. We will bite, have tail, will sting later, you know. You got it. You know, we're not only into sexual and all that, we also know one thing real quick, don't push us. Scorpio's saying is do not tread on me, which means exactly that. If you want to go get yourself a mat, then go buy one at Walmart. Don't roll a Scorpio down in there, because sooner or later, that Scorpio that you push today is the same one that later is going to be the butt that's going to be the one you want to get along with later. You know, because when we get mad, we stay mad, and I see that with you, Jennifer. This is the key. I do see this, and I'd like to make sure that we look at this with the happiness of it. And I want you to, I know, get a hold of me at some time. We'll do a real strong one here, because I'd have you do a little bit of work there with Jay. We need the angels to quit. He's going to have to quit being tested. He's going to have to say, okay, I want to be with Jennifer. I'm going to be with her the whole time, and I'm going to chill some of this out. There's some kind of off and on thing with this yo-yo I said and this other stuff with you, and it's in one breath, the Scorpio, I can see the challenge in you. You're like, okay, dude, you want to roll, you better bring friends, because I'm going to be there. And you're with him, you're passionate, you're doing it. You know you are that. You're that really strong person in his life. The other side of this, and we all have them, is there's a little bit of insecurity, and he throws some of these little wrenches in there, and you're back there going, wait a minute. When did you decide to throw my cereal over my shoulder? You know, I was, you know what I mean? I'm getting some
Yeah,
kind
he
of...
tests me. He tests me like a two-year-old. Well, not a two-year-old, like somebody in intermediate school, and I'm like, are you kidding me? I'm like, are you joking? Like, I know he tests me. You know what it is with him? I know he cares. That's not an issue. I know he wants to be with me. But sometimes he acts like a child.
That's exactly it. And I get this going through some relationships. They're telling me that your guys and you are going to make a real decision here. And it's the free will when it comes to relationship. But you and him are karmically tied. The only thing he's got to realize is if he doesn't quit this other, and you finally, you ever shut that door on him, you don't open it again. You've got a real, I teased you about it, and I'll go back here and run on time with Jennifer, but that you are not only a firecracker, you're an ornery one. I wouldn't want to push you to the point where you were done. Because when you're done, you will help him pack that stuff and roll to that door. You have a temper, and you have a hurt. And I'll tell you, the really good thing is that you're right. And the other thing is, he pushes and treats you when you never were. The really ironic thing is, you were treating him nicely because you think sometimes that people know you're too smart, and that's the thing. And it's like, I want to just laugh. It's like, Jay, put down that typey, because she's going to write back something to you that's going to hurt that feelings. It's going to pop your bubble, and it's going to hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think he really, I think he's also on the verge of, you know, like he tests me a lot, but I really honestly believe he doesn't want to lose me.
No, and that's the yo-yo. And that's the really wild thing. And it's like sometimes guys get along with this with training. I'm really surprised. We'd have to look at your astrology, find out your timing and stuff, because whatever your rising is, obviously this is some kind of other karma. Because I love the old expression. This is from an old book, and I'll quote her, Linda Goodman's Love Signs. But if you ever read it, Scorpio women are like a flower. Each is unique and beautiful, and each is different. But a lot of times they have those rose thorns. And just like she was just saying there, you know that, you men. I'm very much not bragging, but I've dated quite a bit in my life. I leave it there. But I have went out quite a bit. What I've learned, I'm a Scorpio, you know. But what I really learned is that, you know, when you're dating a Scorpio woman, do not, you know, do not mistake and soft and positive for like he did there, as if he, you know, silliness of it, because what she's doing and what she just was so cute, and what I love how you expressed it, Jennifer, which I hope glad we're taping this, because what you just positively said is he thinks that right away, you know, he thinks that that was your clue. The guys are going, you know, Jennifer is very smart, she's being this way, this is her soft side and doing it, but a strong side, and with a Scorpio, they're very strong and able to do that. And there's where I see this relationship going through it. And as when you asked for it, I think that they're showing me this going through a test, and I see in the next couple months some really hard things happening there. I predict, and what I see is that you two get through this relationship, but you've also got another problem there. And I've got to go on to 562. Please stay with us, Jennifer. You're welcome to listen in. We've got there, and at the last, we always do a really good thing. Those of you who've gone on here, we never really have a lot of times on the weekend, but if I do have a little extra time, I will go back and pick up you guys who stayed on. We have quite a few today. We're looking at about 6-7 of you that's on, so go ahead, you know, and keep going. 562, you've been really patient. How are you?
Hello?
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 Yes?
Yeah, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. This is Psychic Jethro. I thank you. We're really running. I'm trying to get everybody through, and you've been one of our patient ones. You're our fifth caller on our list that was rolling down. A lot of people didn't stay when I said I was going to have them do an emergency phone number to the angel. Are you comfortable with trying that?
Sure, I guess, yeah.
Thank you, and I'm comfortable with giving you a free reading. We're doing a little bit of experimenting. That's the fun of Psychics Gone Wild. We don't only get wild, we get silly. And we also have fun, hopefully. Lisa, I feel like there's something going on with you, real stress, and I'm going to give you your free reading. I am feeling like there's the reason. You were definitely, I mean, I've had 8 callers jump out of that line that didn't want to be in there for that. They did not want to do this, and I understand. Now you guys are coming back. Oh, tell me, now they're all on the bottom. You ought to see this thing filling up. Well, too late. Me and Lisa are in. Ha-ha. So me and Lisa are going to talk. Lisa, I need you just to give me a little bit of talk to me. You don't have to tell me what you're looking for, because you know you want to know I'm real, and I want you to know I am very born with this gift and very real. But I need you to talk to me a little bit of like your birth date and give me energy, because I'm picking up emotion. I feel stress with you.
Yeah, I'm under great, great pain. I'm being attacked by my ex-husband. I'm having difficulty with my children, and I've falsely been accused of cheating on my boyfriend, and it didn't happen, but the damage is already done. I'm not sure how to get rid of this pain. I'm a light worker. I run some spiritual sites, and I can't even get on my spiritual sites right now to help people. My birthday is 10-8-62.
Okay.
I'm a Libra with a Leo rising, and numerology, I am a 9.
Okay, and I'm a 6. This is why we were called. I'm here to help you. And Lisa, I can feel it, man. You got a lot of stress there. And I love how she was meant to be the fifth one on this, because emergency phone numbers, this is a really excellent one. And it's like they gave you Psalm 139, one of my personal favorites. And it's like there's also some energy here, Lisa. You just made a friend here with me. I can feel what's happening. And what you've got is you've got dark manichia. You've got things psychically hitting you. You understand it because you are a light worker. The thing is, you're really good. You helped so many people. You've upset some things that are really scary. And what I get is they're putting out the energy of it. I really feel that. And I'm going to put some energy here as we're talking, Lisa. I do feel you getting through some of the other, Lisa, and I want you to get a hold of me. Like I said, we'll work on some of this. I've got some other ones that I'll send you, some other things to help you with this besides just that angel one. I also feel that this relationship, this person is really caring for you, but they hurt them really bad because they have an emotional insecurity. You never messed around. I mean, come on, people. You know, I mean, you know, I can tell you this.
He was cheated on before.
Oh, and so they've used this. See, this is the dark getting in to hurt somebody. This is where we work with this really strong in what we do. And Lisa, you know, you're not only doing healing. I feel your angels in this are, they're working with it. They're talking with me. That's why they wanted you to do that one. Please do that psalm. And one thing about that emergency number, I always tell you to call it. People sit down, they do it out. I've had people sit down and just say the emergency number. Good time we started this was in Texas, and it happens. Not just the money coming in, not just the spiritual. In this case, having the spiritual, if he's there and you ask him, he's going to help. We're going to knock this stuff out of the way. I feel Native American that what's happened too is you need to walk it off. I'm feeling some really horrible pain. You know, we talked about the other energy. You know, Native Americans, what I do when I've had this and I've been hit, I mean, I won't say different lines, I'll get in trouble, but different psychic places I've been all my years of doing this, people throw negative. Lisa, you've got people that are mad because you were making this happen. You're a hard worker. You're working.
I do have Cherokee too, my grandmother. My grandmother's a quarter Cherokee.
Okay, the beautiful people, the flower people. My hat off to you, Blackfoot Sioux here. What I also feel with you and the really strength is that I feel that you're going to walk it off. I feel you're going to go out there. And one thing, with having a Native American mom, nobody gets in the way of a Native American woman when she's got a purpose. This purpose you've got is some things happening. What I really strengthen with you and I feel happening for you strengthening is I see you walking this off. That pain is there. We also need to do a spiritual aura cleansing. You know, I do know, and those of you who've listened in, I don't feel that you should do the carnation one because I feel it's there. I feel with the Native American one, I feel that you should do a special one with it. And I keep thinking, you're going to laugh at me, and please, I'm not saying drink this, but they're telling me you need a beer bath. Now, a beer bath works a lot to spiritual cleansing. Those of you who know through the years, I've worked a lot of psychic defense. I did a lot of work with you in Arizona, different friends, and through the Living in the Psychic Realm on my other show. We have a really good response when we work with what the guides want. They're telling me this. They tell me that you, Lisa, that what's hurt you about this other is you said, you know, the pain. And what I'm feeling is this is going to be able to break this. Somebody's telling me you have somebody who did this. Now, different magic is done different ways. Though, I feel that someone did this to you. They've done something here spiritually, light or dark. No one has to believe me or do. Lisa knows it hurts. I know it's going to work. And I'll tell you, you've been this. Once you've been there, there's no doubt. I feel that what we can do is we can get that beer done. We get the energy to stop. This is a woman. I keep feeling a woman is so mad at you. I keep seeing her ring hitting the glass. I see her. She has silver. She wears silver rings. She has long earrings, those round kind of earrings. She has her lips are like a full lip. She has darker hair. She has kind of a longer hair. She has back. She did this to you. She sent this to you. She's bothered by it. It's like you.
It looks like my niece has got long dark hair. She got back on the feet again, and it's like I've been attacked by the dark forces ever since, and it's thrown upheaval in my life.
That's what I'm feeling, and that's what I do. And I'll tell you the really hard thing that we've got here, Lisa, and this is why you were given that. Please, like everybody else, call me at 928-284-0437 after you've done
this. Wait, slow down. 928 what?
Sorry. 928-284-0437.
Okay, 928-284-0437.
Yes, and I'll give you the rest of that remedy. I apologize if you call and leave your phone number. I'll have to call you back. I have a couple hours today. I'm really busy. But what I want, and I'm trying to get, is what I want really, and I pride with this, is to get you in with this energy. I'll give you the remedy of the beer one and 7 days. You know, call back on our phone number here, and we'll see what this done for you. And I welcome you to show. We're going to really do this as the last one for our emergency phone numbers everybody asked for. But I love what we're doing here is that we're getting the help out there. And you, Lisa, I do feel that. I mean, I can feel the negative pain. This is like something just nailing you.
Yeah, I feel like I'm Jesus.
Oh my goodness, you know, and this is what we were talking about, those of you who've been kind of following along with the shows. Whenever you're out there doing white work, it seems like the harder we are, the stronger they send. So stay with the friends. Make sure with us. Lisa was just telling us some of the work she does. I can feel with her how gifted, and there's where we've got the work of it. I do see this coming through. We're getting you through this, and I really thank you with the fact that you called in. I also am getting that you're going to keep this relationship. I see this relationship staying with you. I also am going to have you, please, like I said, hang on. We've got quite a few hanging on. We're going to have a little time at the last for those of us to play. And we're going right in. We're down to, because here we've got going on. Kelly, how are you doing today?
Hey, pretty good. I've been in the chat room a little bit. We got a lot of people in chat today. It's like, unfortunately, there's not a lot talking. We got a couple people talking in there with, and got some people who let know that you're doing your 50% off this month only. You're never doing that again, and it's like you are extremely reasonable anyway, as psychics go, for somebody of your caliber. So it's like we got some people who are going to call in afterwards and book some spots with you. So it's like we're working it.
Thank you, and I love the fact that, you know, thank you for the compliment. I had a lot of them ask me my credentials, and
I put that in there. It's like you're in the top 10 psychics in America and top 50 in the world. It's like, you know, you're every bit, and that's what I put in chat today, was like, you're every bit as good as Sylvia Brown. It's like, you don't quite have as many books, but it's like, I sent you some creative suggestions for book titles this morning. Anyway, you know, but it's like, I think it's just a question of, you know, you're just really kind of, I mean, you've been doing this for years, but this is the first time you've really done this so publicly. And it's like, you know, I think with a little bit of time, it's like, we're going to get you out there. It's like, you'll be right up there.
Okay, no, that's good to know, and that's what we're going to go ahead and look at. So I'm going to turn around and go right into the next one we've got, and this is one of the other psychics. She's on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and pretty much whenever we can get her through. 203, you've waited for almost 40 minutes. I apologize. How are you doing today?
Hi, how are you doing?
Great. This is Psychic Jethro.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How are you today?
I'm fine. Sorry for the noise. It's kind of busy in here.
It's all right. It sounds like the kids are partying.
Yes.
Yes, we like that Kool-Aid.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, my first time calling in, just want to know if you can just pick up anything on my energy. My name is Sonia, by the way.
Sonia, I do feel like there's something going on with your energy, Sonia. I feel like you are pretty much strengthening up some things in your life, and I think that what's also happening for you is that it's like something else is going on for you. There's like you've got some things here. This year has been a little bit rough, and as I'm reading this and feeling that, you know, one of the really good things is I'm going to go ahead, if you don't mind, I'd like to give you one of those emergency phone numbers too, and I know that I said only five, but the reason I'm feeling this, I feel like you've got some worry there.
Oh, thank you. Sure. Yes, I do.
Yes. Okay, and that's what I'm feeling. I said, you know, you should be doing, when you're in worry, call on the emergency phone number of the Angel of Matthew, 619. So that's the one you do for the worry there. I'm really feeling this with you really strong. It's also happening for you is that I feel like somebody else is kind of got some other things going on there. You're kind of answering to like more than two people.
What do you mean?
Like, you have somebody who's, like, you have to, that lives there or something around in you, and you have to kind of, they talk with you, and you answer with them, and they answer with you, and I keep feeling that you're, like, trying to make ends meet, and you're handling a lot of stress, I feel like that, and I feel like you've gotten used to this stuff doing it, and they said that it's been, like, you get one thing handled, and then another thing happens here.
All the time.
Yeah, it's very much there. And I see that you kind of like that. You're a person that likes to be active. You're not a cash person. You know, you'd have to shoot you with an elephant gun to get you to stay down. That's what I'm getting.
My mother has a hard time believing that, because I have been in remission for the past several months because of the changes that's been going on, you know. But I know for sure that every day, you know, I try to do positive affirmations before going to bed, when I wake up, and, you know, try to continue to remind myself who I am and what my purpose here on this earth is, in this timeline.
I feel that. I feel that happening. And I feel that this is just answering to your mother. I feel like that you've got some other ones, too. And I feel there's going to be a change for you. It's not just what you're going through. There's a good positive vibration. You found some really strength in your life. I feel like people don't understand you, though. I feel that. I feel that it's hard for you to have people like this just to sit down and go, blah. I mean, you're a little nervous of me, you know. You can feel me psychically, and I can feel your energy going, like, oh, he can listen that much. No, he's not, you know.
Yeah, most definitely, you know. My children's father, who I had, you know, broken off the 10-year relationship. He's also a Scorpio, and it's like he hasn't gotten the message yet or the memo that it's actually done and over with, and it's like he still wants that type of control and, like you said, have to answer to.
Yes.
In that form of respect. And he has no manners, so it's like I feel as though I don't have to negotiate with anyone that has no respect. You know, so.
I feel that, and I tell you what I feel really strongly going on there, and we got going with this is I'm going to have you do me a favor while we've got her here. I'd like you to see if you'd give the numbers here to Casey and her desk, our birth cards, and she can do your birth date while we're talking if you don't mind.
Cool. Oh, sure. 7981.
Okay.
7981. Okay.
We'll have her look at that real quick here, and while she's going through that, I've got you here, and we're going to kind of look at the energy and what I'm getting with the angels, and I get there's some other positive things here, but you come into this life with some other karma to have to work, and that's what I feel with these other ones, like this father, stepfather. I feel like they just seem to be those kind of people that look to complain. They don't seem to get it through their head. They'll push, they'll prod. They've learned that, and with you, it doesn't work that way. You're one of those people, all they have to do is ask you, and you do the world.
Exactly. They don't understand that. I am so easygoing. Love is not hard. That's my motto. Love is not hard.
I like that. I love that. And I see that. And I see that, unfortunately, you've also, though, had to learn to put up a little bit of refrain here that if you don't, they're pushing you and they're trying to push you into some ideas that they have or some conceptions because they just don't know how to communicate with you. And that's it. That's exactly what they're saying. I see you going through some training. I'm seeing you at the end of this year getting into some things that you've got some ideas you've been looking at. You're really good at, not just with children, but I keep feeling you like helping out. I keep seeing like some RN work or something coming from this.
Oh, thank you. Yay. Oh, my gosh. You don't know. When I was in college like 3 years ago, that's all I used to sit down and daydream about, you know, me being the valedictorian on the podium, giving my speech, accepting my RN degree, and, you know, doing my work because my real passion is to become a holistic nurse.
Oh, but excellent.
So much has been going on. It's like that dream is just, you know, I'm not going to put it out there that it's fading, but it's like I don't see it as heavy as I did before when I was under that type of energy, you know, to make that happen. So it's like, you know, just reprogram my mind and, you know, accepting who I am, you know. Because when I was little, I always, like, when people would come around me, I always would feel that energy if they were sick, if they were going through some things. And this is when I was little, so it's like I couldn't, you know, basically understand it. But as I got older and started to understand and accept who I am spiritually, it's like, okay, I'm more into that because I love to help people. You know, I think that's what we're here for each other, you know.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I think that's very good. And I'm going to go ahead now and let you and Kelly talk, and she's going to tell you what your birth card is.
All righty. What I got for her is she is a six of diamonds, and it's called the card of financial responsibility. But all the six cards are really like the karmic cards. They're really faded. And the fact it's diamonds, this is about your relationship with money in this life, but also on a deeper level, your values. The six implies, like I said, the responsibility and the karma. Six of diamonds people are keenly aware of your financial debts and repayments, and that trait often manifests itself sometimes even as a paranoia about having outstanding debts. Some of these people pay their phone and utility bills ahead of time just so they feel like they're not owing anybody, okay? You really have this awareness for people who owe you and who owes, who owes you and who you owe on many levels. You tend to get exactly what you give to others. During this lifetime, you can both have a lot of huge financial losses or gains as your past life accounts are settled. And it falls kind of in two categories, either people who go out of their way to repay their debts or those who kind of, you know, go, oh, no, and run. You know, they tend to be a little bit less responsible, and they need to stand on their own two feet. And I'm thinking you're kind of probably one of the more responsible ones who's turn around going, nope, I'm going to get this done. You might get into a slump sometimes as a result of inertia. You kind of need to prod yourself into action once in a while, but once you get going, you can attain most anything you really want to. There's protection in work and action, not waiting for the lottery, okay? Six of Diamonds people may be here to help others come into a greater understanding of values, because, like I said, that's the deeper meaning of that. If you accept what you receive inwardly through your natural intuition, you're always going to be happy regardless of the circumstances in your life. If you've discovered that special mission in your life, you're really not going to worry so much about how much money you have, but you make great teachers. You're really, really good givers. You can be entrusted with great responsibility. What you have is a clear knowledge of higher values and that discernment to make better personal choices. You're kind of called the keepers of the law. In relationships, talks about you kind of have a tough exterior. That Six of Diamonds person has that kind of, rough edge sometimes. But there lies a person in you who sometimes has a difficult time meeting your needs for affection. There's sometimes deep fears of abandonment that underlie much of what you do in your personal relationships. And until those fears are dealt with directly, you can really have a hard time understanding, sometimes the repeated failures that make up your love life. You've really got a highly mental approach to love sometimes that can lead you to think that, if you kind of set up your love life like you would your college curriculum, everything's going to work. But, sometimes those romantic, brilliant schemes are just kind of driven by those fears, and if they're driven by fears, they backfire. You got to first learn to give to yourself that affection you seek from others. It's like we tend to attract people into our life who mirror how we love ourselves. Okay. Honesty about your own feelings and emotions can bring you that information you need to make better assessments of your relationship, problems or difficulties. Really also practice being honest to yourself, to your own self, be true, and with others. And, you don't want to talk into this, creatively talk yourself in and out of situations while you avoid your feelings. You got to, the diamond, like I said, it's like, sometimes it's a little bit harder for you guys to get in touch with your emotions and your feelings because you kind of go, oh, yeah, But the diamonds can have this karmic pattern that sometimes involves one really major either divorce or separation from a significant other, but it somehow or other transforms your life, and it teaches you a lot more about yourself because, you can't really be in a pot, in a good relationship with somebody else unless you know yourself pretty good. You've got an Eight of Clubs also as your planetary ruler. Gives you a lot of mental power, adds a bearing of really power to your entire personality. Those mental aspects give you the ability to tackle enormous feats that really require concentration and organization. A lot of people with that card in that position end up in professions where those requirements are requirement like law or writing, research, management. You're probably really good with people, especially in your work. You're going to tend to attract this powerful partners on a personal level, and sometimes you find after you attracted these powerful people, you get into power struggles with them. But your attitudes and principles of life are really fixed in some areas that can be really a blessing. And on the flip side, sometimes a problem. It makes you really dependable, but sometimes really hard to change. And it's like one of the biggest quotes we have is like, make a friend to change because it's the only thing that's constant. So it's like, but with that, those eights are also really it's one of the fixed cards. And it's like when you're called on to change, it's like, man, change is hard for you. It's almost like getting off those cement shoes sometimes. So it's like that's kind of what it got for today.
Okay, great. And now as going through that, did that help you?
Oh, most definitely. You hit all aspects.
Very good.
My mom had actually chime in real quick.
And it's cutting out, and I apologize here on 203. We're going to have to go to 323. Please stay with us, and we're going to go back through with all of you. We've got 323 on the line with Psychics Gone Wild. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing good.
We're called Psychics Gone Wild, and we're welcoming you to the show. How you do?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. This is Psychic Jethro, and one thing I want to ask you real quick is if I can just look here with the energy and stuff and get your first name. We'll look here and give you that free mini reading and see what's going on.
Hi, my name is Kahira, and I'm calling because I'd like some insight in terms of career, job, finances, or whatever you see around that.
Okay, I'm seeing what's happening here for you, and I'm seeing one of the really strong things that we're going on is I'm seeing the angels are telling me that you, you've got some out there. I feel like you've got some applications there. They're just not, it's like, the, is this computer? Are you, because you put in on the computer?
Yeah, I'm applying the jobs as we speak.
Well, that's what I'm feeling. That's good. No, that's good. I'm feeling with them, and that's the guys are telling me that. And what you're seeing with it is I'm seeing that this is going to be, I feel that you've got one here coming here. I feel that it's like the guys are showing me it in the computer. That it's like they've got some kind of deadline here. We're looking at the month of the guys here, the angels that were looking at April, and here we are in the month, and I see this really being one of those jobs that's going to be able to go through, and I think that's what they're telling me. They're also telling me with the guide work that you've been pretty much putting out some other work here. You've been kind of looking at some things that you wanted to have happen, and one of those things is also looking at some other things to kind of go for you, and that's one of them. One of the real positive work that we've been looking at, and that's what I'm getting here, and I'm feeling the energy with you a little bit. I'm going to have you give me your date of birth.
July 17th, 1978.
Okay. And what I get there with that is that I also am getting with you that there's a little bit of other problem here with it, and it's hard. We were just talking about the economy. One of the things is I would suggest to you to get with me at psychicjethro@aol.com and just ask me, and it's free, and I'll send you the abundance prayer. It's something that works real well with what you're going through, and you put it out there. I've had really good ones. In fact, we're going to have a guest star off of Living in the Psychic Realm here this next week on the show with us, and she's one of my first people that called in on my older show, and I gave her the abundance prayer, and she got the job the next day, and it's just like she was like, that really impressed her. But Lejandra will be on, and she's an actual person, very good, doing well, but it's what this prayer works with is abundance. And what I'm feeling here with you is, as we were going through it, I feel there's some other situations happening for you this year. I think this is where, you know, get a hold of different ones of us as we're doing on these shows. But in your case, it's like you're putting out the effort there. It's just, I feel like physically where you are is something too going on. It's not, you know, there's different places in the country that are really hurting. I just left California, and California is having a lot of stress, you know.
Yeah, from California.
That's what I'm feeling. That's what I was getting there. And I'm feeling that you're going to be going through some energy, and where you're going to be now is looking at some. I see later with you where you are now, you're getting this job. It's just there. And I keep feeling like you're kind of at that odd stage of they're not doing the contact back. You're just kind of putting in, and it's just putting in and putting in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the angels are telling me. They're going to start helping you with getting this to happen. I see this being there with it, and we're going to keep the prayers going out. Please get back with us at 773-897-6461. We're going to keep you in our prayers. And if you do me a favor, being you were the caller that you've waited while, if you get a hold of me at Psychic Jethro, that's PSYCHICJETHRO, at AOL.com, and send me, you know, your name and your phone number, and say I'm the one who called with that, I will put you in my prayers and my energy, and we'll get you that job quicker. That was also what helped Leandra, and I won't charge you anything. We're in those hard times. I know that we've got that. They said there's going to be a job for you. Be careful right now as you're going out with the energy, because I see you're really putting out the work, and it's being put in the energy of going in a lot of areas, and that's what the angels are telling me. 229, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Thank you for calling Psychic Scott, Psychic Jethro, and if you'll give me your name and your question, I apologize, we're doing real minis quick here at the last 13 minutes of the show.
My name is Tessa, and okay. My birthday is 9/14/79.
Okay. Tessa, I get some things happen with you. I feel like you are pretty much having a lot of other fight there. Either tell me there's some kind of an argument. There's something going there with a fight. There's some kind of disagreement in your house. And I'm And they're telling me that the guides are telling me that it's going to be okay, that you're going to get through this, but you're going to get what you want. You've been trying to get something to happen. That's what they're telling me. They're telling me, Tessa, that you've been working towards this, and they keep saying, the guys are telling me when I went to read for you that this argument, these other problems are going to be solved, but it's not you really arguing, it's just somebody trying to get something they want, and you're going to be okay with it. You're going to get what you want.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you've been kind of going at this for a while. You're stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. I feel like you've been really working on it, and I feel like the angels are telling me really strong that you've got a lot of help with trying to get things to go. And what I would like to do is I'd like to look a little bit more into what we have here, and that is that they're telling me, the angels are telling me with you, that you're going to be able to, I keep picking up this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where we need to look into. Man, you talk about, it's like it's got more size to it than a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the thing is that I feel like this person really cares but can't make up their mind how much with you or something. There's something there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel that you've kind of been looking at the fact that, you know, the decisions and the things you want is you brought this person in your life. You either have them in or you don't have them in. You don't play. If you could be a player, they said you could be Henri, but you haven't done that with this person. You've been treating this person very close to your heart.
Right.
I feel that very strong. And they tell me that there's going to become a change. That's part of this, but you're going to be advantage and win on it, Tessa. The guys are telling me that. You know, we need to get you in and have you do a good half an hour reading with it, because what you've got is some things happening here. This relationship isn't just cut and dried by no means. You can't just say, well, we go this way or we go that. Could you mind giving me the first name?
Jarvis.
I can see the intensity here. I feel the energy. This is a communal between you two that other people don't understand, but you have a lot of strength. You two have some time together.
Right.
You know, you also have some things that your temper kind of got went, okay, and you started putting out energy with this of, you're going to go this way with him. You're going to go other ways. You know,
mm-hmm.
And you've been trying to, you know, just pretty much be blunt with him, but really explain to him that this is how it's going to go. It's got to go to some point here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I am going to encourage you, because of the shows, to please get on one of our shows that we have. I think tomorrow is Sunday, and see if you can get a Destiny card reading, you know, and talk with Kelly, one of them, because we've got that. And I would have you look at both of you two's cards together.
Okay.
You know, and I think that was what I'd look at, because I feel that this is going to be back and forth, but yet I can see where you two have to stay together. This is a hard, tricky one. This isn't one, like you said, you can just do, because you have the free will of stopping or starting. The problem is you've got karma there, and there's guys who are saying that. I would have you look and see what Kelly does with that and look, and it gives you a better edge to know what to do. Sometimes people will use astrology a lot. I mean, I, for one, am a very good example of, we were talking about dating a lot earlier, and I used to go through, and my first thing I would look up when I was dating someone was obviously their date of birth and their astrology, and then go from there. And I found out real quickly that, you know, some of that you have to go into a little more. But with what Kelly does, you're going to find out a really good way with those birth cards of being able to do that. You know, you can get a hold of her also at 719-391-5033. I thank you, and we're down to 8 minutes. And 440, you got on the radio. Hello, 440.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, how are you today?
All right, getting some stuff done.
Cool.
My name is Brandon. Really kind of concerned about my living situations right now. Kind of been bouncing around for the past few years, and now I'm at that point where it's going to happen again.
I'm feeling
so.
Oh, go ahead. No, you're okay, and I feel this. I'm going to just chat a little bit with you on energy. We've got the 7 minutes. If we run a little over, guys, we've got 347. You're the next caller, and you and Brandon, unfortunately, will be all we have for today. But always get a hold of us again. And Brandon, what I feel is that as I'm looking here at the energy, this pattern, and like you said, kind of going that it's going to happen again, is also you and the guys working with it. You have a real sensitivity, and it's a good quality, but it also gets you into relationships that aren't always there. It's like the broken wing thing, okay? I feel like there's a between the two and the working together, and you give this energy, and then you end up with this person that they want to. It's like I feel like they want to heal you, help you, and then later it ends up being awkward.
I guess I could kind of see that, but I've been more of the flying solo kind of person.
Okay.
I don't have too much concern for relationships except, like, you know, strong friendships and family members, etc.
All right, now that makes sense. And you know, the other energy here, would you do me a favor, and we'll have while we're doing this at the same time, we'll have Kelly do your destiny cards, if you don't mind. Would you give her your date of birth?
Yeah, it's May 12th, 1989.
What we've got here is that I see the other energy for you really working out really intense on this. Like you said, you're more of a... I'm probably having a little bit of a technical difficulty here with this radio. Hang on. What we've got with it is we've got some energy there, and you said, you know, pretty much happening with the energy, and I see this. I see you coming into some other things, too. You are a strong person. Like you said, I agree with you, an individual. I'm saying that I feel like sometimes you and these other things of going together is you've gotten with people, and then you end up, like, helping someone who's got... I know you say individual in your way, but you help people who've got something going on. They have other situations, and this is where... you know, you seem to come in. I feel like you're the one who helps the person there.
Yeah, sometimes to a fault, but I haven't been doing that for the past year, so I've been really focused on myself and what I'm doing.
What I feel, and the angels are telling me that this is going to be a strengthening. I get later on with you in close to July, there's going to be a better strength. They're telling me that there's also going to be someone that's going to be there. And also, you are very individual, and I... this May birth date, it makes sense to me in the fact that if you look at that with Tauruses and stuff, Tauruses are very sensual people, they're very strong people, very intellectual people. You know, they talk about they're polar opposites of my Scorpio, but one of the really things that always impressed me, and I've really enjoyed about that, reading and studying it, is that one of the things about the astrology here and what we've got happening is as things start to go, you pretty much aren't just that earth energy. You're also that real strength of finding and making things happen. And that's what I feel. I feel that it's the guys are doing this. They're clearing the path, and I feel someone better is going to be in the relationship that's going to be more stronger with you. And they keep telling me it's in July. They keep saying that there's okay with the other ones, but just to be with the Cash for a while, like you said, the solo and flying. And Kelly, I'm going to have you go ahead and give him the birth readings while I finish up the other, and I'll be right back.
Yeah. All right, you are a Seven of Diamonds person, and this is called the card of spiritual values. It's unique, and I know what Jethro's picking up on this. It's one of the semi-fixed cards, and you're in a special family of seven uniquely different cards that fall on our deck of 52, and that's the deck that I use here. You've got a special mark on your life. You're really stubborn a lot of times, but you're also really creative. Some people are really destined to become millionaires in this life by accessing the high side of that spiritual money card. Also, you're coming up, this year you're going to be, you're 22 now and you're coming up, you're going to be 23. And it's like 23 is going to be a year numerical-wise of transitions because, you know, when you turn 23, it's a 5, it adds to a 5. And it's like a lot of times, you know, that coming up, it's like a... I've heard Jethro describe things like this as kind of the bumper card, right? So it's like, you know, you're going to have a lot of changes. Fives give us a lot of changes, and when you said, you know, moving, it's like that makes a lot of sense. You're kind of getting a little foretaste of that right now.
Right.
But as a spiritual member, you know, you have to maintain this non-attached attitude about money. Diamonds are about money in this lifetime, but it's also about your values, your deeper values, what is really important to you.
Yeah.
Whether
I can
not,
definitely
and it's like,
see that.
Yeah. One of the things, you know, one of the things with you and money, okay, you're either worrying about it all the time and not having much, or you don't worry about it and you have as much as you like. It's like, you know, it's one of those things you let go of, right? And a lot of your life lessons are going to come through that avenue. The other avenue is your close relationships, families, you know, lovers, friends, all very important, you know, to be the person. You've got close ties, for better or worse, you know, with your family. You share in the trials. You've got this high spiritual love nature that often entails making personal sacrifices for your family or other close relationships. And yes, you know, like what you're saying, sometimes you really get burnt out on that. But, you know, for the most part, there's very little you wouldn't do on behalf of, you know, friends, parents, family. You know, you're one of those shirt off your back kind of people. You're the most, one of the most spiritual cards on deck, and as such, your success is going to come from approaching life in ways other than what we think of traditional or materialistic. The most successful people, you know, among you guys, are the ones that live in the faith that all
I'm
your
needs this.
Are always going to be provided. Usually you're restless. You make frequent changes in either occupation or location, which is obviously happening now. And it's like if you fight those changes, it's kind of like one of those things where, you know, you can either look at it as, you know, one door closes, another door opens. And it's like if you hang on to it, like Linus, you know, and Charlie Brown hangs on to that security blanket, it's going to be really, really tough, you know, and you're going to be really disappointed with things. But your love life, a lot of times,
entails
sacrifice and disappointment till you learn to let
go. Go with the seconds. I apologize. We just got a foot beep here, Brandon, there. Given us 90 seconds, we've got to go, Kelly, in that little mini reading. 347, you're on Psychics Gone Wild, the last minute of the show.
Hello.
Hello, I apologize. We're just doing the last seconds up here. We were running a little bit late, and they're going to give me 90 seconds today.
Okay.
So they will cut
now
us off. So go ahead and give me your name, and I'll give you a real quick mini reading.
I'm Norma.
Norma, I thank you for calling in. We were just talking, and Brandon, I thank you at 440. You know, call in for that free mini reading at 773-897-6461. We were running real good. We got everybody in. Some people waited almost 30 minutes to longer. I thank all of you. And Norma, I'm picking up with you. I'm going to have you just go right into the, which area you'd like to look at, and I'll finish up the Psychics Gone Wild show with you. Are you looking
okay.
at really?
Job, relationship.
Okay, looking at your job and energy, I see that you're going to be doing some different energy here, Norma. I see that you'll be out there working. I see that there's some other things coming. You've been kind of putting yourself into this cycle, and it's also not happening the way you had kind of wanted it to happen. I feel that you also had put out some other cycles there. They're going off the air with us, and what's going to happen is, as this goes into that, you will be looking for a work here into May. So I would have to say that it's going to take a little bit longer, and they're also saying with this, the guide, that you will be getting that position and that job will be coming through after close to the 21st of May. I also am seeing some other things happen here, and I... sign off the air with you in relationship, Norma. I need you just to quickly give me that person you're dating in relationship.
What do you need? Name?
Yeah.
Robert.
Okay, looking here with Robert, I see that that relationship is, I feel there's going to be some other strengthening here. I feel that you're going to be able to go into some other things you've got, and I feel that that's going to be continued there. And that's what I feel, Norma. I think that you two are going to be still going with it. They said that you've got some things happening this end of the month here that will be handled, that you two will kind of resolve some things that have been kind of going on for some time. And I see you psychically having that person there. There's some other people. There's some other first things that are trying to pull Robert out of there. I keep feeling like someone's trying to basically get to Robert or something. And we've got...